Good afternoon. Well, not too much change for the Aussie market in the last couple of hours. The ASX 200 down by around 0.75%, closing below 5,900 points. It is just the first time in 5 days that we've lost ground, though, and we're still not far from the best levels in around 2 years. 6,000 points, though, does seem a little out of reach now with the market falling back at this point. But it is also the last day of the holiday shortened week, so the market will be closed both tomorrow and on Monday. For those trading American markets, we've got shares in the US closed tomorrow, but it will reopen normally on Monday. Interrupted trading in Europe as well, with the markets in Germany and the UK closed both tomorrow and also Monday. But today, plenty of surprises for economists. Really, it came down to employment stats, which were surprisingly strong. There were three times as many jobs added in March than expected, 60,900 jobs created last month. And that was a surprise because full-time jobs accounted for all of those improvements. So 74,500 full-time jobs created. That was enough to lift the Aussie dollar quite substantially this afternoon. And the good news going forward for those looking for jobs is that there are more jobs being advertised. So you could certainly see those figures continue to rise. Today, though, on the Aussie market, it was a case where three quarters of the Australian share market lost ground. But the mining sector was the big culprit and the reason why shares fell back so substantially. Iron ore prices fell 6% yesterday. We've also had a sluggish set of quarterly numbers from Fortescue, which pushed companies like BHP and Rio down more than 4. Fortescue Metals was down about 7. The banks were all in the red. Telstra continued to be hit quite hard, down at almost 10% in just a couple of days now, because it's expected to receive some more competition from TPG as it builds its own network. TPG, on that note, still in a halt as it raises funds to pay for that system's construction. Construction group CIMIC has won another $500 million worth of contracts for doing mining services work for a coal mine in the Hunter Valley, New South Wales, and it also lifted its profit 23% over the first quarter. Maya in focus as well because it's bought fashion labels Marks and David Lawrence, both brands that encountered some financial difficulty a couple of months ago. Its share's still in the red and the Aussie dollar sits at 75.9 US.